thank you for listening to Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. And we are here for episode 13 of season 2 on Weekend Warriors Hockey. If you do have show topic ideas or any feedback, please email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. I'm Austin, and alongside me are the Chief Executive Warrior, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Head Coach, Rob Boyle. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thanks, Austin.
Yep. And Rob, how are you doing?
Awesome. It's been a while.
It has been. Yeah. And you know, that's something that, we'll talk a little bit about kind of how the season went overall, as far as these episodes go and everything like that. But, we did get some spacing in there that maybe wasn't ideal. But it is what it is. So, and you know, for listeners out there, today is going to be our season 2 wrap up show. So this will be the last episode we're planning on having, probably till next springtime. And I did quickly want to go over some statistics for this show, just in case anybody's listening to this and going, what the heck did they cover in season 2? Well, here you go. We had 13 episodes. We started that back on the 7th of March, which is very similar to what we started for season 1, was in March of late February, early March of 2020. However, 13 episodes this season, we had 22 last year. And that is primarily related to the fact that we were all quarantining. Rick and Rob couldn't travel, and a lot of camps got pushed back. So we kind of churned through quite a few episodes last year that maybe we didn't think we'd get to. So, and I don't think it's a bad thing that we only did 13. It's really about putting stuff out there that people want to hear or that we want to talk about. So, and you know, one of the things Rick had emailed me a couple of weeks ago, that we hit 5,000 total downloads, which I think is amazing. I don't know if you guys ever thought we'd get 5,000 downloads. I had no idea what number would be in my head, but I think that's pretty awesome overall. And for this season so far, as of yesterday, we're at 1,530 unique downloads for season 2 episodes. And we covered, we had 2 coaches' corners. So for those who've listened for a while, kind of know what those are, coaches from the academy that come on and talk about specific things that's related to how they coach. We did a 4-part Atlanta camp review, if you're interested kind of in different perspectives of camps and how they went from varying people, from coaches to first time skaters to a little bit more seasoned players who went for the first time, and to somebody myself who's gone to multiple camps. We had kind of 3 tips, tricks, technique style episodes on things like skating and stuff like that. 1 player profile episode, which we did quite a few more last year. We only managed to get 1 in this year. So if you are a player out there and you're interested in coming on and telling us your story about both hockey and the Weekend Warriors, please let us know. And then we did have 1 listener question episode. So of course our first episode this year was a camp primer for the spring. So let's see here. Our most downloaded episode was actually episode 1. So the camp primer for this year. So I'm hoping this episode will give everybody kind of a good idea of what we covered, and maybe go back and listen to some episodes of season 2 and then prep you for next spring as well. So, and then the next highest downloaded one so far was the Why Skating Fundamentals Matter. And there are quite a few others that were pretty close to those 2. So again, overall between seasons 1 and 2, we've had 5,000 unique downloads, which is awesome. And I thank everyone out there who's listened to this. Even if you downloaded 1 episode and you listened to it and decided it wasn't for you, we definitely appreciate everybody who's done that. So that's kind of my piece, guys, for the episode that I wanted to cover. Definitely enjoyed getting deeper into some of the things we've talked about this season, getting admonished by Rob on multiple occasions for my inability to remember a few things.
Deservedly so.
Yes. And I will not answer any questions that Rob asks me today about hockey. I'm just not ready for them. So, So go ahead.
Then you'd have to feel shame for the whole off season of our podcast, right? You'd have to feel shame until like March or April. So that would be terrible.
So Rick, I kind of wanted to turn it over to you. Thoughts on whether it's on the season, on the podcast show in itself, or if you want to hop into what 2022 is going to hold for you, we can go from there.
Okay. Well, first of all, I guess as far as hitting 5,000 downloads, yeah, I never thought that we would get to something like that. I thought that was really cool. And I have gotten a lot of feedback from players, whether it's at camp or via email, saying that they listen to the podcast, and some even some new players that, you know, kind of listened to the podcast, went to the website, or maybe vice versa, and then came to camp. So that's really cool. I would like to thank you, Austin, for all the hard work you've put in to put this together and make it professional and, you know, kind of organize all the guests and me and Rob and the coaches and all that stuff. And then also to thank Rob for all of, you know, your time and contributions to, you know, participating in the podcast. And then, of course, all the other coaches and guests that were on the podcast, thank them for being on. That's been really awesome and has made it interesting enough that 5,000 downloads were reached. So that's pretty cool. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it too. So
yeah,
since you mentioned that, since we went over that, let me go real quick on the stats. So we've had listeners in Germany, New Zealand, United Kingdom, Russia, Brazil, Sweden, and Bermuda. Of course, on top of Canada, the United States.
That's now, where the Bermuda, next camp, as we're trying to get the Bermuda camp going. So
yeah, that one might've been an accident. There was only one download in Bermuda, but you never know. So, but as I mentioned, I think an episode last season that, there's a couple of Germany, we got 12. I feel like we need to hold a road show, you know, over in Germany somewhere. So if Rick could set up a camp over there, that'd be good. But, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, so. Rob, with your travel luck, I don't think you want to get on a plane and fly through the Bermuda Triangle. So
that's probably the one place I'd get through. No problem. So
I take it back. I clicked on a different stat here. Actually, all time, Australia is our behind US and Canada has our highest number. So
It's funny you say that because Australia actually does have a very, for the size of the country, has a significant hockey league over there. They have a pro league and they have a lot of adult leagues. So. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And the UK is pretty high up too. You know, Australia, Germany, New Zealand, UK are our highest. And then Spain, interestingly enough,
Really?
Yeah.
Spain also has a professional league.
Cool.
I don't know what their adult leagues are like, but I know that there is a professional league there. Some teams anyway.
As some other countries, I just find this interesting. India, Chile, Mali, Hong Kong, China, Antigua and Bermuda, another good place maybe to visit. Slovakia, Singapore, Switzerland. I'm not sure. I think I mentioned all the other ones. So, in Columbus, Ohio, so far out of all of our episodes is the highest number of downloads. So whoever's out in Columbus listening, thanks so much.
Woohoo.
It's Nate.
Thanks,
it's Columbus. Nate. It's Nate. Just keeps down, he just keeps downloading everything and multiple times.
There you go. Well, thank you, Nate, for doing that. It's very helpful for our stats. So yeah. So, that's kind of a, as Rick kind of mentioned, where everybody's, the downloads and everything like that. So it's a pretty unique group of people out there. I certainly never thought somebody from Mali would ever listen to a podcast about hockey, but someone did, or at least downloaded it accidentally. So, So Rick, what is, what's kind of 2022 look like? Is it more like this year or kind of maybe more like a few years ago before COVID or what's it looking like?
Well, so every place we went to this year is back on the schedule for next year. So if you came to a camp this year and you want to come back to the same location, it will be there. So you can go ahead and sign up for that. We still have a discount, on it through probably the end of November. So about another month. And we're looking at adding some new locations. So I think I mentioned last episode that my daughter is now working for me. So she's busy looking at, she lives in Seattle. So she's looking at rinks in Seattle. And there's a couple interested. So that could happen. We had some interest in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're looking at that and a couple other locations. And we'll share them in the newsletter as these come out. But the other exciting thing is, and this is, really special. And Rob and Nate and I were talking about this. Next year will be our 20th season. So,
awesome. Commemorative patch on all the jerseys.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out something. Rob and Nate and I were in, I think it was in Pittsburgh early in the season. We were talking about, what are we going to do for the 20th anniversary? And of course, these guys were dreaming up all kinds of things that would make a lot more work for me. But, we'll give it some thought and hope to, have some cool things. At the very least, I've already got my, my graphics guy working on, our 20th anniversary t-shirt. So
awesome.
The giveaway t-shirt's going to be different next year. And, so I won't give anything away yet because it's pretty early stages, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. That's just, it's gotta be unbelievable to you that, kind of what started out as obviously a business for you, but probably more a passion project than anything has turned into this. So,
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about how, you know, I never thought I'd hold a job for, you know, I had one job for 5 years, another one for 5 years, another one for 10, almost 10. And then I started this and now it's like, it'll be 20 years, like, holy shit. So
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And so next season, as I look at the schedule here, Shelton, Connecticut is where you start. And then as of today, unless you get those other ones you're talking about, it ends much like last year or this past year in Austin, Texas in September. So,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, and Shelton, at least with the two seasons I've been with you guys, that's pretty early for Shelton though, isn't it? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. So it used to always be in April, but it was the end of April.
Okay.
And then last year, because of COVID, we moved it to September and we had a lot of people. And I was like, you know what? If we could do it in September, people always said, hey, it would be great to have a camp like right before the season starts. Yeah. I mean, I like doing it in April, but I'd rather do it right before the season starts. And then this year we didn't have a great turnout for Shelton. It's tougher for the rink. It's tougher for us. And so we just decided, all right, well, if it didn't make a difference, we'll go back to April. So, so excited to start there. I love that rink and, they're awesome. They work with us so well and, it's a great rink to work with. So, a good place to kick off the season.
Yep. So yeah, if you're listening out there, like Rick said, you'll get the, you're part of the email, chain, you'll get the information on the camps, but go visit, weekendwarriorshockey.com and you can hit the camp locations and hit the 2022 dates and locations and get all the information you want. And I'm assuming that if there's a place you think Rick might behoove Rick to hold a camp, to let him know where that is and maybe he can work it out and kind of see where that goes. So
yeah, so
perhaps,
so
if perhaps Germany or one of those places, somewhere in England maybe.
So I'll just on that subject, I'll just relate so what I hear all the time at camp is, you know, you should do a camp in, whether it's at camp, sometimes it's a camp, sometimes it's people just emailing randomly or whatever, you know, through the website. And then, you know, City X, and because we've got X number of hockey players here and they would all sign up for your camp. And, you know, what I try to tell people is, well, I appreciate your enthusiasm, but if what you're saying is true, either I would be a billionaire or I would have a lot of competitors, and I'm not, and I don't. So
I don't know. I can't confirm you're not a billionaire. I wonder sometimes.
If I was, I would have my own jet because I am so tired. Yesterday's flying, it just takes it out of me. I'm just I can't handle it. So if I were a billionaire, that's the first thing I would do. I would either learn to teleport or I'd have my own jet. But
yeah, I know we've talked about Florida before, as big as hockey has gotten in Florida, and you guys just can't seem to get rinks that really want you guys to come. But I didn't keep working it.
Yep. So a message to the people out there. I didn't finish the thought. I'd love that people, you know, want us to come to their rink. And, you know, while I always encourage people, it's good to like, don't necessarily think you're going to go to the rink that's 5 minutes down the street from you. Like maybe it's good to go away. But to us, the most important thing is having a rink that is cooperative and helpful, because it makes not only my life easier, but it makes the camp experience better, right? It makes it better for the players when we can keep locker rooms and they treat us well. We have like meeting space and all that stuff. So anyway, so I'm getting a little long-winded here, but the basic message is we would love to hear about a new location, but what we're really looking for is, do you have a relationship with a rink where you can have the rink, you know, contact us and say, hey, we're really interested in having you, and we'll look at bringing our program there. It's not, you know, hey, I know there's a rink and, you know, here's the phone number, give them a call. Like, you know, a lot of them just aren't interested. They naturally assume like, oh, they sell ice for $300 or $400 an hour. They would love to sell ice to you. Well, not necessarily true.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Anything else, Rick, that you want to kind of hit on?
Just, you know, just a general thank you for everyone that came out this season. You know, it was a challenging year. COVID, you know, was stubborn and didn't really completely go away. So, I mean, while last year was, you know, crazy challenging, this year certainly had its challenges, and you know, people came out and supported us, and we had 14 scheduled. We had one scheduled for Toronto, which we ended up canceling because they weren't opening up the border or the rain, you know, just things weren't opening up. So we just decided not to go and to try and do that one. But, you know, all 13 camps in the U.S., we pulled off and were successful, and I was very happy. So thank you to all the players and all the coaches that came out and made it possible.
Rob, over to you. What you got, anything you want to impart before we head off at least the show's off season, or really into the teeth of hockey season, actually?
I would just echo what Rick had said. First to you, Austin, for keeping us going here. And like I said, 5,000 downloads is actually pretty significant in my mind. And so I thank you for that. And to Rick for allowing me to do this for 19 years. It's been a lot of fun, and looking forward to year 20. And then to all the campers and coaches, the coaches obviously have a special place in my heart because I think we have a great group of people, the core people, and you know, they make the job a lot of fun, easy. They're all passionate. They all love the game. They all love being at camp and helping out our campers. So they hold a special place in my heart. And then the campers themselves, obviously nothing would be done without them and their desire to become better players, to work hard and try to improve themselves as players. So the players make it happen. It's their passion that excites us as coaches. And so, you know, keep coming. We really appreciate it. We hope to see a lot of you back in 2022. Bring your friends. We do have a lot of repeat customers, so that's awesome. We love seeing our Weekend Warrior family on the road, but we like to expand that a little bit too. So if you're thinking about it, or you know someone's thinking about it, put the word out there. We'd love to see you in next year, in our 20th anniversary, which is pretty remarkable. Kind of excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm hoping to bring two new guys up wherever we end up going next season too. So I'm going to try and pull on that end of the bargain as well and get some new guys up there who are interested in becoming better hockey players. So, all right. Well, go ahead, Rick. Look like you want to say something.
Yeah, I just, you know, Rob used the word passion a couple times, and it made me think about, you know, for anybody who's come to camp knows in my previous life, I was an engineer, and I did that for about 20 years. And, you know, I mean, it was a good paying job, and I enjoyed it okay. But coming into this and starting this business, the passion that everybody seems to show, whether it is the coaches, the players come to camp with such passion and so much, you know, love for the game in their hearts. And it's a contagious thing. So, and it really, really makes, I don't want to say, makes my life complete. Like, it gives me a lot of satisfaction to see that, and you know, to hang out with the players and to hang out with the coaches, you know, time in the locker room. I think about, like, you know, the laughs and stuff we've had over the last 19 years with, you know, the staff, and Rob talks about the passion they bring. And I think that's, you know, people ask me about, like, coaches for Weekend Warriors, you know, they all know their hockey stuff, but you know, the ones that come with the passion, the love for the game, and really enjoy it, those are the ones that we have on staff that keep coming back, because that, you know, you're not coaching a bunch of 8-year-olds, right? These guys are adults, and they know when people are interested and committed. And all our coaches, you know, when they have that passion and commitment and enjoy the game, it's infectious, right? And so you're not fooling anybody. There's no faking it. And these guys that have been coming out, and women that have been on our staff over the years, have just been fantastic. And there's no way I could have done any of this without them. So thank you to Rob and I won't even try to name, you know, all the other coaches because there's so many. But to all of them that have come out over the years, whether it's one camp or 19 years worth of camps, thank you for your dedication and passion that have made this, you know, such a great experience for me and for all the players.
Right on. Yeah. Okay. Well, so as we kind of close this out, you know, what does next season of Weekend Warriors Hockey Podcast hold? I'll be honest, I don't know. I've got a list of things that I kind of wanted to talk about when we started this up a couple of years ago. I got to double check that and see where we are on that list. But I would say if you're listening to this and you like the content, please, please, please let us know if there's anything you want to either talk about, if you enjoy certain types of episodes, whether it's coaches' corners or player profiles. Please let us know, info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. And if there's anything you want to talk about, let us know. Otherwise, you're going to get kind of what we provide. So, you know, this definitely, it's always an opportunity that if there's something you want to talk about, it could just be one question and we'll, you know, we've done that a couple of times here. So, but in any event, expect us back sometime, probably in February, March of 2022 for season 3. And again, you know, thanks Rick and Rob for having an awesome season. For those who don't know, it was a very busy season, mostly because it was kind of the first one we did where we kind of had a normal schedule, and I was trying to work around their schedules. And Rob's got some new things going on. Rick has some other things going on. I had some things going on that just made it a little bit tricky, possibly to get a couple more episodes out. But thanks, guys, for sticking in there and always working with me to find a time to record these. It is really a labor of love for the three of us. We don't have sponsors or anything like that. You know, this is something we do because we enjoy talking about hockey and adults becoming better as hockey players. And so thanks, gentlemen, for being on the ride with me so far. And we'll kind of see how far it takes us and what 2022 brings. Hopefully I can get to a camp again. And hopefully for you guys, it's a little more seamless than the last couple of seasons maybe have been. And you can worry about the ice stuff more than all the other weird stuff we've had going on in the world. So once again, thanks guys for being on the ride with me as we do this. Thanks for everybody who's listened and everybody who's come on the podcast so far. And we do hope you enjoyed this episode and we hope you come back for 2022. Again, if you do have any ideas for topics or any questions, contact us, email at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com. Obviously, most people listening to this probably are on Rick's email list. You can always just reply to that. I believe, is that correct, Rick?
Yep.
They have anything? Yeah, just reply to that and say, hey, would you guys talk about this or what about that? So, and then Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are also available for folks. And if you could, if you like the show, go on the Apple Podcast and leave a review. Until next time, keep working hard at improving each time you're out on the ice.